Hey everyone, Brett Middleton here, and I'm a PPC expert with about 6.5 years of experience under my belt. I am currently riding an exercise bike, and I am starting a exercising and marketing podcast. You may think this is kind of a weird thing to do, to record a podcast while exercising. It is, so good job for you for recognizing that. The truth of the matter is, the coronavirus quarantine has not only given me a lot of free time, but also led to me indulging in some of those things that I love that are a little bit self-destructive, like whiskey and snacking. I think I've probably eaten a bag of chips every day. Yesterday I had burgers and fries. It hasn't been great. I was in the middle of a diet, losing some weight when this hit, and now about 15 pounds above my original weight. So we're gonna do what we can. Since I started brainstorming on this podcast, I've burnt about 80 something calories, so that's cool. In today's episode, I'm gonna talk a little bit about some of the weird challenges that we're facing just in general as marketers, as people who are working from home, trying to get the job done, taking care of your kids, you know, just briefly touch on just all the craziness that we're experiencing. And from a marketing perspective, what I'm going to dig into today is just a couple of different things that we can do as businesses to be more efficient in our advertising costs. So today's episode should be only about 5-6 minutes. I'm going to try and slow down on the bike here so there's less heavy breathing and less bicycle noise in the background. So let's get to it. Let's see how this goes. So speaking personally, I've got two kids, both girls, 3 and 6, and they have been just like absolute troopers. They're honestly handling this quarantine better than we are, probably. I mean, there's a little bit of the sort of like child/toddler equivalent of binge drinking and eating everything inside going on. You know, there's a lot more screen time than we usually would do. We're doing what we can, but God, the kids are just so bored. One of the things that we've been doing just to try and get by a little bit better working from home is especially you throw in having to teach kids through some online learning, throw that in the mix, it gets really difficult. My wife has taken sort of the morning shift of being responsible for making sure that our oldest is getting her homework done, the youngest is getting entertained. We're trying to potty train right now, which is just an absolute disaster. I take over in the afternoon and, you know, we basically just try and give all of ourselves just as much slack as possible. Right now, this is just a tough time for everyone. You know, we're not having a good time. We know that the kids are not having a good time. So I think the best advice that I can give you is just cut yourself, cut your family, cut your friends, just some slack, you know. Let's all just take a breath, hop on an exercise bike, do something, make sure that you're carving out time to do things that you enjoy, and try not to go crazy. Now, from a business and marketing approach, there are a lot of businesses right now that are either cutting advertising entirely or just trying to figure out what they can do to keep leads coming in, to keep sales coming in, while cutting costs, getting rid of as much fat as possible. A couple of things that I thought about, you know, I sat down, wrote a blog post about this on my website, www.brett-middleton.com. There are some things that I would really recommend. Number one, about 200 calories burnt in now, and starting to learn out. Number one, there are some great resources out there for small businesses, both in Google and Facebook and a couple of other places that I've seen. I've seen LinkedIn offering some advertising credits. The Google credits you're going to get by just being an active small business with a Google ad account. Keep your advertising going. Google's going to start rolling out ad credits over the next couple of weeks. There's not a ton of information out there, but it's just a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel to keep your ads going. Facebook is opening up something similar, but you're able to apply for it if you're in a qualifying market. I believe it's about 20 markets, places like Boston, I want to say Philadelphia. By Googling Facebook small business ad credits, you should be able to get to that landing page, see if your market is one of the available ones, and enter in your email address to get on the wait list. All right, what else? One of my personal favorite tips right now, and it doesn't even necessarily just apply to coronavirus, it's instead of making a lot of broad, like large scale changes to your advertising campaigns that have been running right now, one of what I think the best things that you can do is to create a duplicate of your current ad campaigns and scale those duplicates down and name them like your crisis campaigns or your, whatever you want to call it, your coronavirus campaigns. Make those changes in there. So what you would do is you create duplicates of any existing ad accounts that you're running. Minimize, reduce the ad budgets for those campaigns. Pause keywords that have been underperformers in your original campaigns. Making changes to ad copy or creative that you feel like you should during this time, and scale down like bids. Make all those changes that you would have just been making to your original accounts, but maintain the integrity and the scale of your originals by creating ones specifically for this time right now. Whew. I don't know about you guys, but I am officially worn out. I'm going to keep this podcast going for as long as I can. Hopefully, you not only find some of the marketing tips and personal tips that I share interesting or helpful, but you also get some enjoyment out of a slightly overweight and out of shape dad trying to record a podcast while exercising. If you need any help, you can reach me at brett-middleton.com. Check me out on LinkedIn. My name is Brett Middleton. I'm here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where for some reason we just had like 3 inches of snow in the middle of April. I will be doing my best to keep my sanity, not drink and eat everything in my house, lose a little bit of weight, come out of this as good as I can. I wish you all the best, and let me know if there's anything that I can do to help you out. Keep tuning in to all these other episodes, and let's get through this. Right, so this has been episode one of Working Out and Talking Marketing. I have stopped the bike and catching my breath. Really sincerely hope that you guys got a little something out of this, especially that token about creating duplicate crisis campaigns, pausing your existing campaigns, making some smart decisions in that crisis version to scale things down, focus on efficiency. What that should do is it should minimize your amount of effort to get things scaled back up after all of this starts to go away. So take a deep breath. Things are going to be okay. Know that no matter how bad it gets, at least you're not a overweight 32-year-old riding an exercise bike and recording a podcast. So best of luck to you guys. Have a great rest of your day, and let me know if there's anything I can do to help. Thanks.